This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Look into my eyes.
So happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still remember. Ooh. like resignation to the end, always the end. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
We'll be right back.
103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We continue our Why People Don't Vote week with why eligible citizens don't register to vote. Polls show that it's a combination of apathy, available time, lack of information, and other social and systemic barriers. In a 2020 poll of non-voters by NPR, 29% of non-voters surveyed said they didn't vote because they weren't registered. This and other polls show that non-voters consume less news media and are less engaged in the community than voters, so they may not see the announcements on how, when, and where to register and vote. A larger Knight Foundation study entitled The 100 Million Project, after the 100 million Americans who don't vote in national elections, found that 5% of non-voters cite not being registered, and 7% say they don't have time to vote. These reasons rank below don't like the candidates and voting doesn't matter in most studies, but if you're not registered, not liking the candidates is a moot point. Apathy is the biggest reason that people aren't registered. I'm not interested, don't care is the top reason, but I don't know how, it's too complicated, I keep forgetting, and I'm too busy are all cited factors. What can be done to reach and convince non-voters to register? We have some proposed solutions in our next report. We have links to studies and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 84 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. The weekend, warmer, more humid with highs in the upper 80s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more. 3.1 FM sounds like this.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt.
voice that talks to you won't talk forever.
Is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
That stings like a bee.
103.1 FM.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 84 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. The weekend, warmer, more humid with highs in the upper 80s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Empty street. empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
Three point one FM.